think where are we up to?
I don't remember exactly what number, but I think we started the upside down.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, everybody. We are continuing the Chazara. I think we get up to 27. We're up to 28. Page 4. Ten Shabbos b'nim chitzu sheino medes baruch mitzuya. So the Tosefta Shabbos, he also is of the opinion that eino omedes means not that it just shakes a little bit. That's okay. Shakes a little bit is okay. The only thing that's not okay is if the wind comes and will mamish knock it down. So that's what the Tosefta Shabbos says here on page 8. Kol mechitz sheino chol baruch mitzuya, filu mihi bebayis. So first he says the same idea that even if it's in the house, an indoor mechitza, it's based on what is baruch mitzuya diabasha. In other words, you don't say, well, you're into the house, you're in a surrounded area, so there's no ruach anyway. No, you have to view it. What would be ki'ilu? There wouldn't be any mechitzas around. But it would still, in other words, you always view it, what is it biyabasha? When you're in the yam, you say what is it biyabasha? When you're indoors, what is it if you would be outdoors? Always, what is the status if it could stay in the yabasha? Okay. So that is the Tosefta Shabbos. Tosefta Shabbos, I think, also held the shita of the Prima Gadim that shaking a little is not a problem. Then we have question 29. Tain shita say Igros Moshe. What does the Igros Moshe say about this? So we saw an interesting thing in the Igros Moshe that he says a distinction between Sukkah and Shabbos, because he says like this. He says, if you have a curtain, he says, he says that by Shabbos, if it goes in the wind, then it's not a problem. But by Sukkah, it is a problem. So what's the difference? Because he says, Sukkah, we have to be more machmer. Shabbos, we can be maker. In other words, Shabbos, we want to make a reshus hayachid, so you're surrounded by pizzas, even though they're flapping, it's okay. So what's the difference? So he writes, he quotes from his grandson, Rabbi Mordechai Tendler. He said, because by Sukkah you need Ke'en Taduru. So therefore, when we come back, so he says what that the shemshiyish lahatzrich b'mon she'efshal she'teke ein tadur gam b'defanos. So what? It's not getting taduru. If you have, you don't have usually a house that the wind blows the walls of your house. Because on Shabbos, it's not a din of Kein Taduru, as long as you have a sheer mechitza. And then he says, if it's less than three tefachim, the blowing, then it's also okay. Okay. And then he said, Rav Yashiv also discusses this in the Sefer Oros on Masech the Sukkah. He says, he quotes the Chazon Ish in the Kiryas Sefer that it's a din in the ruining the mechitza is the problem, but not if it just flaps. And the Mishkan of Yaakov argues that even flapping. So he just says that if you want to be machmir, then it's not a din of gimel tefachim. Then it's only even a little bit. Regular Hashem Mechitz V'lava Daitim King Kvar Osru Achshav Al Chazina Devada Shir Eino Umedis Bruch Metzuyah Bahava Shir Shed Akeres Midos Hashem Mechitz Allah V'hainu Gimel Tfachim El Pachas Bize Gam Kein V'zechi Dishmon Ravacha Bar Yaakov. Whereas he's saying that Rav Yaakov, Ravacha Bar Yaakov said, "Kol mechitza sheino yichol amurim ruach mitzuya ena mechitza." So the Mishkan of Yaakov what's the chiddush of Yaakov? The kol mechitza sheino meres ruach mitzuya ena mechitza. So if it can move, then it's saying Omeres Baruch Mutsuya. So he says that's only Din Rabbanan. But the bottom line, he says, is that if you want to be machmir, then you have to be machmir even b'mashu. It's not clear what he holds maskana. But the Gimel Tfachim thing, well, some point out that Gimel Tfachim is a very difficult shia, because Gimel Tefachim usually means two things are, there's a gap between two different things, you want to close the gap. Here it's three Tefachim to what? It blows three Tefachim. Unless you say it means that within Gimel Tefachim, that's like it didn't move at all. Okay. Okay, and then we saw Rav Yosef, we did already, page 31. Okay, and that is the story. Okay. Okay, that was... And then, the last thing in the package of Ches, we started that tshuva of Rabbi Henkin, Mechitza Ezes Noshim, so he feels that it has to be a real Mechitza, that it has the same halachas of that it can't be flapping in the wind, and we hold flapping in the wind means even if it's indoors, you view it, what would it have been had it been outdoors? So like this mechitza, he says, would not be good. So that's what he said at the end of Yud Ches. Now we begin the series of Aleph Beis Gimel Aleph. Okay. So we started off with the Yalkut Shimoni. So the Yalkut Shimoni says this is on Parshas Ki Tsetse. Parshas Ki Tsetse says V'yam machanech ha-kodosh. V'yam machanech ha-kodosh. So that means that the context of the pasuk is when you're fighting in Mulchama, that's what Rav Shecht always points out, the context of the pasuk is Mulchama. Rav Shechter pointed out that with Muhammad we assume there's Ashras Hashchina. So therefore you have to have everything B'Kedusha. The Gemara extends it, as Rav Shechter pointed out, to davening and things like that. But the context of the Pasuk, as Rav Shechter pointed out, is Ashras Hashchina of Muhammad. And then we extend it to Kriya Shema and davening and things like that, that it has to be Heya Machanech HaKadosh. Yeah. I guess I guess you need Siyata Dishmaya to be Masliach. So you need, maybe that's what Rav Shechter says, maybe. Okay. But Chazanishi quotes. So it says in the Tana Devei Eliyahu on page 2, he says, "V'lomdu chachamim arba dvar b'tfila." Echad shelo yamar adam b'bikal espalol. You shouldn't daven outside like the goyim in the valley. Shenis shelo yamud b'shus harabim yispalo, because he won't be able to concentrate. Shlishi shikadish shelo machaneu arba amos l'tzofen arba amos l'dor arba amos l'vizor arba l'marav. Whereas you have to have kedusha in four Amos on each side of you. So what does that mean? So the Yalkut Shimoni on page 3 quotes this. He says, Lo yamad b'shus harabim yispalo, lo yamad b'in hanoshim yispalo. You can't have women by you when you're davening. Elikadish is machaneo chamish amos v'chol tzad. So you can't have these things that are going to disturb you within your four amos. It has to be in the fifth amos. It can't be within four amos. And the Magen Avraham, that's the Zayis Ra'anan, was written by the Magen Avraham, says maybe the drasha is from the word imcha on page 4, when Chana ani ha'isha no service imcha bazeh. And imcha, it was with a hay. Normally imcha is with a chof sofis. Here they spelled it imcha with a hay. What's the idea? She's saying that she's a woman, and so she has to be five amos away from the men, and therefore then she can daven. But the mixed genders within the dalet amos is not proper. Rav Shechter thought that this halacha is a din in davening. In other words, in davening, when you're like, you're not in the shul, you're just davening like in the airport, so then you have to be marchik. But in the shul, then there's an extra halacha of actually having a mechitza, which is a question where that comes from, but that's what Rav Shechter thought, that mitzat tefila alone, that would be, and he says from Rav Aaron Kotler, from based on this Yalkut Shimoni, of Yikadish, and that's Betalat Ve'el Yol, that you have to Yikadish HaMokom Dalan Amos. And that's the question 34, Divei Chazal B'yar Posach Ani Ha'isha Ani Tzeves Imcha Bazeh. And then we discuss the Rambam about the Tikkun Gadol. They said on Sukkot they made a Tikkun Gadol, that they whereas normally you had the Ezras Noshim, so on Sukkot the men were in the Ezras Noshim, so where were the women? The women were upstairs, and they made a balcony for them for Sukkot. We'll see. We discussed that Rav Kook pointed out that Machlokas Rishon, and whether that balcony was really there the whole time, or and only on Sukkot they made it even more tzanua, or they put it up specially for Sukkot. So what the Rama says, you need a Tikkun Gadol. The Gemara says they made a Tikkun Gadol or Shavua. So the Rama in the Perish Mishnayis says the Tikkun Gadol, the purpose was that you shouldn't see the women, right? She shouldn't see the women. That was the Tikkun Gadol point. Kidei lo yistaklu ha'anoshim ba'anoshim. And the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah has a different phraseology. He says, kidei shlo yisarvu elohim eilu. So Rav Moshe Feinstein wanted to make this into like a machloikas, like two shitas. Does it have to do with mingling, taruvas, or does it have to do with seeing? So in some of them thought the Pashup Shad is it has to do with seeing. And if you can see any mishul that the men can see the women, the mechitz is no good. That was the Samar Rebbe's opinion. And Rav Aaron Kotler that way also. Because he held that if you could see, that's like Tarumas as well. Anytime you could see. And Rav Moshe, the Sri Deish, held that as long as they're separate, you know, and there can't be any mingling, that would be okay. The question is, how do we still have question like Rabbi Harari pointed out, how do we know that you need something more than just separating? Because that's what Rav Tibor Stern was asking. In other words, in the Gemara they say, how do you know you need to separate? So they quote the pasuk by the Hesped that they have the men l'chod, the woman l'chod. But it's hard to know where does it say the Farish that therefore you need more than that.
Right.
So you say you would probably... So what are you saying? Was there a machitza there? You wouldn't know whether there was a machitza there? No, I wasn't there. I wasn't there. Yeah, the Sadr Rebbe held in the balcony of the Beis Hamikdash was that you couldn't see, based on the Rambam and the Peirush Rashi.
So
the
Tikkun would make it more clear.
The Sadr Rebbe said that if you don't know, like,
so
the Tikkun was that you put a balcony up and the balcony had a wall.
But when was it not? During the rest of the year, was it?
During the rest of the year, that was a machlokas. The Rav Kook claims the machlokas between the Rashi and the Rambam, whether it was up the whole year or was only up on Sukkos. Rashi held it was up only on Sukkos, and the Rambam says up the whole year. It's just on Sukkos they made it more tzniistic. They made it higher, you know.
And what did the Sadr Rebbe? Like,
well, the Sadr Rebbe says that you can't see. That's what he said. So if you can see...
The point of putting it up, making it more
tzniyas on... Oh, I don't know if necessarily the Sadr Rebbe learned the same way that Rav Kook learned in the Rashi, the Rambam. Yeah.
Didn't the question still arise from Sadr Rebbe, why didn't Rambam use that Tasha? I mean, he used the word, we know that he could have used the word Tasha, but he chose not to do it, so why didn't
it work? So, right... And the Ravar Kotler says Yisarbu means he thought, you know, if you see, that's also you're being Masarif. Okay, you know. Right. So we should get the original Arabic and we should get somebody who knows Arabic and should translate the Arabic to us and see what exactly is the translation. Yeah, that was 35. Okay, we got through 35 now. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, Sunday we have to finish that packet from last week. And then Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue Chazara with question 36. Again, I recommend that you continue Chazaring as we continue along. We still have what to do. But if you every day you chazer more and you look up, and the point of chazar is to look up the original sources, right? Because if you don't look up the original sources, then it's just parech ba'avir. So you don't want it to be the parech ba'avir. So okay. So Be'ez Hashem, we'll take a 2-minute break and then we'll start. We'll start chumash.